This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. India and New Zealand signed the Free Trade Agreement FTA in New Delhi today. The signing ceremony was presided over by Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal and New Zealand's Minister for Trade and Investment Todd Macleay. Finalized in December last year, the agreement grants 100% duty-free access for Indian exports across all tariff lines, benefiting diverse sectors. Under the agreement, New Zealand's $20 billion US dollar long-term commitment will support industrial growth, innovation, infrastructure, and job creation across the country. Speaking at the signing ceremony, Mr. Goyal said the pace reflects the depth of trust and shared ambition.
The free trade agreement is very comprehensive, very forward-looking. While it opens the doors for goods and services in a massive way, it also has an investment commitment which will encourage businesses to leverage the strengths and scale that India offers. It will also encourage Indian businesses to look at New Zealand market both for access in goods and services and potential investment. We are looking at partnerships also in the agricultural field.
On the occasion, Mr. Goyal read out the message of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Prime Minister said signing of FTA with New Zealand marks a historic milestone in country's journey towards deeper global engagement and shared prosperity. Trade and Investment Minister of New Zealand, Todd Macleay, also read the message of the Prime Minister of New Zealand, Christopher Luxon. Mr. Luxon said the deal will help diversify New Zealand's market, supporting the goal of doubling the value of exports over 10 years. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has hailed the signing of the India-New Zealand Free Trade Agreement. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said the agreement will forge stronger economic partnerships, boost investments and enhance market access for Indian exporters, calling the signing of the FTA a landmark for the ties between India and New Zealand. Dr. Jayashankar said the FTA will also unlock new opportunities for innovators, entrepreneurs, farmers, MSMEs, women and youth. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is holding a roadshow at Gangtok. Our correspondent reports huge crowd has gathered to welcome the Prime Minister. Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang Gole and State BJP President Dr. D.R. Thapa are accompanying the Prime Minister. The campaign for the second and final phase of West Bengal Assembly elections came to an end today. Political parties made their final push to reach voters in 142 constituencies across seven districts going to polls on the 29th of this month. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a rally at Kakinada in North 24 Parganas, while senior BJP leader Amit Shah held a roadshow in Chandanagar in Hooghly district. Other BJP leaders, including Yogi Adityanath and Ashwini Vaishnaw, also took part in rallies and roadshows in different parts of the state. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress chief Mamata Banerjee led a roadshow in Kolkata. Party General Secretary Abhishek Banerjee addressed a rally in Arambag, Hooghly, and later participated in a roadshow in Mahesh Tala. The Election Commission has reported seizures of over 510 crore rupees during the ongoing assembly elections in West Bengal. The seizures include cash, liquor, drugs, precious metals, and other inducements aimed at influencing voters. According to the Commission, a series of high-level review meetings were conducted involving chief secretaries, chief electoral officers, directors general of police and senior officials from poll-bound states and union territories, as well as their neighboring regions. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi arrived in St. Petersburg to hold crucial talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin amid West Asia conflict. The talks between Mr. Araghchi and President Putin are expected to focus on recent developments following joint military strikes by the United States and Israel against Iran. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals will face Royal Challengers Bengaluru this evening at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.